The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Since, you know, Christmas Day, we've been listening to the stories that followed the birth of Jesus. The appearance to the shepherds, Mary and Joseph taking Jesus to the temple, all the revelation of who this child is. And today we switch to the Gospel of John, the beginning of the Gospel of John. As you know, there's four Gospels. In the Gospel of Mark, there is no mention about the birth of Jesus. The Gospel starts with Jesus as an adult as he comes to be baptized by John the Baptist. And the Gospel of Mark was the first Gospel written around 70 AD. Then we have the Gospels of Luke and Matthew, where we have the infancy narratives, the stories about the birth of Christ, obviously before and after. And then we come to the Gospel of John, which was written about 90 AD. And John, instead of the infancy narratives, he gives us this wonderful prologue about, again, who Jesus is. Now, the evangelists, they were not theologians. They didn't go to Notre Dame or to, you know, the University of Paris to learn theology. And yet, they were able to reveal and express who Jesus is because of the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In the Jewish understanding of their faith, in the law, there was no such thing as God taking on human flesh. That wasn't, you know, in the picture, that wasn't in anybody's mind or thoughts. They were looking for a Messiah, but the Messiah was another person like David, a great king, somebody who frees them and makes them a great nation, an independent nation. But never they ever thought that God would take on human flesh. So these words of John, written 60 years after the birth, after the death and resurrection of Christ, were not human wisdom or human understanding or philosophy or psychology or analysis. They were inspiration by the Holy Spirit. Just like God announced the birth of Jesus to Mary and Joseph, to the shepherds, to the Magi, as we celebrate on Sunday, God continued to reveal who was this child that was born in Bethlehem. He's the God, the Word through whom all the universe was created, God in human flesh. And as we, as God's children who accept Jesus, it's upon us to continue to make the same proclamation, to continue the same revelation, to reveal that we truly believe who Jesus is to the world. Because the world still lives in darkness, as we heard. There's still people in the world who don't accept Jesus. It's upon us, those who accept Jesus, to reveal his true identity to the world and those around us. So in this, the last day of the year, maybe we take some time to reflect on how do we reflect, how do we make Jesus appear or present in today's world, in the people around us? How do we continue the message of Christmas and God's work of revealing his only Son who came to save us from sin and death?